This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India-European Union Free Trade Agreement complements India-UK trade deal and it will boost manufacturing and service sector. Addressing the India Energy Week virtually today, the Prime Minister said India is land of opportunities for energy sector as demand is continuously increasing.
कल ही भारत और यूरोपियन यूनियन के बीच एक बहुत बड़ा एग्रीमेंट हुआ है दुनिया में लोग इसकी चर्चा मदर ऑफ ऑल डील्स के रूप में कर रहे हैं ये समझौता भारत के 140 करोड़ लोगों और यूरोपीय देशों के करोड़ों लोगों के लिए बहुत बड़े अवसर लेकर आया है ये दुनिया की दो बड़ी इकोनॉमीज के बीच तालमेल का एक शानदार उदाहरण बना है ये समझौता ग्लोबल जीडीपी के करीब 25% और ग्लोबल ट्रेड के करीब 1/3 हिस्से को रिप्रेजेंट करता है ये समझौता ट्रेड के साथ साथ डेमोक्रेसी और रूल ऑफ लॉ के प्रति हमारे शेयर्ड कमिटमेंट को भी सशक्त करता है
Defense Minister Rajnath Singh today reaffirmed country's growing partnership with the European Union. The Defence Minister today held a meeting with a delegation of the European Union in New Delhi. He said the partnership brings both the sides together in globally complex environment to develop defence cooperation. The Defence Minister also emphasised on country's commitment to global peace and security.
In the reaffirmation of our commitment to global peace and security, the shared principles of democracy, equality, federalism and rule of law support India's growing partnership with the European Union. Together, we seek to translate each shared value into practical cooperation for global security, sustainable growth and inclusive prosperity.
European Commission's Vice President Kaja Kallas termed the signing of the Security and Defence Partnership as a milestone, saying that it will strengthen the defence cooperation between the two sides. Commerce Secretary Rajesh Agarwal has said India and the European Union, EU, have concluded official level negotiations for the proposed free trade agreement, which are set to be announced today to boost two-way commerce and strengthen economic ties between the two sides. Mr. Agarwal said the trade deal from the Indian perspective is balanced and forward-looking, which will help in better economic integration of India with the EU. Mr. Agarwal added that it will propel trade and investments in both economies. The announcement will be made during the EU-India summit, which will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and President of the European Council Antonio Costa will hold 16th India-EU summit talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. India and United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres have called for urgent reform of the UN Security Council, warning that mounting global challenges are straining the credibility and effectiveness of the world body. India's permanent representatives to the United Nations, P. Harish, said that meaningful reform must include the addition of permanent members to ensure the effective enforcement of international rule of law. He was speaking at the Security Council's high-level open debate on reaffirming international rule of law. Mr. Harish said lack of effectiveness in addressing global conflicts remain major shortcomings, seriously testing the credibility of the United Nations.
For multilateralism and international rule of law to remain effective and credible, global governance structures must evolve to reflect contemporary realities. The current architecture of the United Nations, particularly the composition of the Security Council, reflects the geopolitical reality of a bygone era. In light of the profound global transformation of the last 8 decades in power dynamics, demographics, and the nature of global challenges, there's an urgent and compelling need to undertake comprehensive reform, including expansion in the permanent and non-permanent categories. Such reform is essential to enhance the Council's legitimacy and ensure its continued relevance and effectiveness in addressing the present-day challenges.
The equity benchmark indices, Sensex and Nifty, recovered their opening loss and rebounded later in the early trade. Both the indices bounced back and started trading in positive territory. Sensex gained 143 points, while Nifty was 72 points up when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.